Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show, episode number 3. I'm your host, Jack Norton. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. It's Tuesday today, which means we are spinning some of the finest music from the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, old 78 RPM shellac records. Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. Thanks for listening. To an old Mustang. That's the Mound City Blue Blowers, one of my favorite groups. It's a little bit more poppy than I like. I used to do kind of fun old jug bandy sort of sounds, kazoos, combs, things like that. Anyhow, I'm your host, Jack Norton, still trying to figure out all this stuff. You know, this podcast is a audio podcast on most platforms. It's a video podcast on YouTube and Spotify. And last week I got complaints. Folks said it was too dark. Room is the exact same this week. I'm using a different camera right here. And now it seems super light. Oh, I just wish we could go back to the days where listening was listening. But hey, I'm not complaining. I appreciate you tuning in, watching, listening, whatever you're doing. I've got a great record here. Oh, by the way, for those record collectors that are crazy about numbers, that was Decca F5926. Saddle Your Blues to a Wild Mustang, Mound City Blue Blowers, vocal chorus, Billy Wilson. All right, we're going to keep this on the Decca label here. We are going to play Decca 3811B, Pinky Tomlin with Texas Jim Lewis and his band. One of my favorite songs of all time, The Love Bug Will Bite You If You Don't Watch Out. So be careful. Love Bug is gonna bite you if you don't watch out.
Watch out, the love bug will bite you. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, beat me, daddy, 8-2-4. That's what love is all about. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You'll just la 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 all day. And if someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer, ba-dee-dot, ba-dee-dot, dot, 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 love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, hot ziggity, my love for you. That's what love is all about. If you don't watch out, if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, darling, I am going older. That's what love is all about. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, da da la da da la da da da. That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You're just la 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 all day. Oh, someone wants to know why you're crazy. You'll answer, beep beep bop it, la da doodle da da. Let all the love bug bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll say, scrub me, mama, with a boogie beat. That's what love is all about. So if you hear that noise buzzing around, it's just Mr. Lovebug going to town.
Oh, I love that song. I first heard that song on an old Little Rascals short, Our Gang Comedy. Such a great tune. I used to sing that song all the time. Hey, here's another great song for you. I didn't plan this. I never plan anything. I just grab a stack of records and try to make it work. But this is also on the Decca label. Decca 24534B. The great Mills Brothers, joined by the legendary, one of my favorite singers, Al Jolson. Is it true what they say about Dixie? And, you know, I'm a Minnesota boy, but I've spent a fair amount of time in Dixie, and what they say is true.
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Now, is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they laugh like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time?
Yeah.
Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum? They can't eat no more.
That's me.
Is it true what they say about Swanee?
No, show.
Is a dream by the stream so sublime?
Yeah.
Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
is it true what they think about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love? Like to sing every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. I said, do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? Oh, that's pretty. It is true, that's where I belong.
That's the stuff right there, Mr. Al Jolson and the Gray Mills Brothers. Now we're going to keep the stuff rolling with Big Mama Thornton, along with Kansas City Bill and his orchestra, Peacock 1612. This is the only hound dog that we acknowledge here on Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. Listen to this and you'll hear why she could teach Mr. Presley a thing or two.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was hiding, but I can see through that. You told me you was out there, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You just a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail.
Finding that record when I was a little kid. I was in fourth grade, and there was an antique store, junk store, just down the road from elementary school. I used to sneak there and say I missed the bus, and I would go and hang out at the antique store. I've always been a strange child. I had a strange teacher, too. I remember my teacher, fourth grade teacher. She was cross-eyed school teacher. She had a horrible time keeping her pupils straight. Anyhow, let's go on. I'm probably the only one laughing right now. This record is so beat up, I can't tell what it is the number. What it is the number? 6705, it might be the number. Okay, Big Bill, what's wrong with me? Well, Bill, you got a scratchy, dusty old record that's covered in mold and mildew. That's why it's going to sound so good.
Tell me, doctor, what is wrong with me? Now tell me, doctor, I mean, what is wrong with me? Now I believe it's love. Ooh, Lord, doctor, please look and see. Out of cloud, this is love. Ooh, Lord, out of cloud, never love no more.
Speaking of good stuff, we're going down to Oklahoma for this next record. This is Jack Guthrie and his Oklahomans. Oklahoma Hills, Capital 201. I actually found this record in Tulsa, Oklahoma. How special is that? You want to find good music? Go junkin' in Tulsa.
Months has come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, I feel like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is the occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oh, way
down yonder in the Indian Nation. The cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now as I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born, while the black oil it rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oh, way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Oh, I just love that record. You know, while I was listening to that, it got me thinking about my uncle. I got an uncle down in Oklahoma. Name is Uncle Abner. Uncle Abner. I don't know if he's listening to this or not, but boy, I miss my Uncle Abner. You know, he got drunk at a bar one night. And as he staggered home, he tried to figure out what he could, well, how he could hide his not very sober condition from his wife. He decided he'd go home and read, since who ever heard of a drunken man being able to read a book? He made it home and went into the living room. A few minutes later, his wife called out to him, "What are you doing in there at this hour?" "Oh, I'm just reading, honey," he replied. Knowing reading was not one of his favorite pastimes, she got up and peeked in. "You idiot," she cried. "Close that suitcase and get to bed." That comes from the Hillbilly Laugh Book. We finally found a good joke in there. It's one of the worst books here. If you're watching this, there you go. That's the book right there. I don't know where I got this. It was like a dollar. And it's horrible. Everything in it is horrible, but that joke was pretty good. Okay. 05500. Carl and Marty. 7 beers with the wrong woman. Oofta, that is no good.
Seven beers with the wrong woman. We sat at the table for two. The first thing I knew, whispered, "Oh boy, I could sure go for you." My heart beat a little bit quicker as I held her sweet little hand. I swelled up with pride, but oh, how she lied. I sure was a foolish young man. 7 beers with the wrong woman. She made me get up and dance. Around and around we circled till I missed my money from my pants. I asked her if she had seen it. She smiled up at me and said no. To this day, to me, it's a big mystery. I wonder just where did it go. 7 beers with the wrong woman. Her husband walked in after that. And as soon as he spied us together, he rushed up and gave me a bat. He took me by the seat of my breeches, and he sure did jerk up the slack. And then I got tossed out the door by the boss, and he told me to never come back. 7 beers with the wrong woman. it left me only regret. I guess she was only a foolin' when she called me her darling and pet. Oh, I wish that the Lord had made Adam and had never made anyone else. Just one thing I know, the next place I go, I'll buy 14 beers for myself.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man. That's a spoof song on 7 years with the wrong woman. And I think I like the spoof song better than the original. This next record is interesting. It's standard T2061A by the great Daryl Fisher and his Minnesota Logjammers, Turkey in the Straw. Now, Daryl Fisher was a musician in the 1930s, 1940s from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I wrote a lot about him over the years in a book called Corn Stars that I'm turning into a shorter book. It was 800 and some pages, and no one read it for good reason. It's a good doorstop, but it's not a light read, so I'm cutting it back, and I've been working on that for a while. Anyhow, Daryl Fisher, he kind of did Spike Jones sort of music well before Spike Jones ever did, and this is a great record. It's a hot little record, and the place he used to play, if you're in this neck of the woods, it's the, it's a Whole Foods now on Snelling Avenue. I guess that's progress.
Three blind mice, they sat in the corner shaking dice. The horse got up and he sat on the flea. The flea says, boy, that's a horse on me. Turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay.
Here comes the deacon.
Now what do you say?
Oh, I had a gal and she liked me, but she sat down on a bumblebee. She got stung right then and there, but she wouldn't show me where. A turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay.
Here comes Junior.
What do you say?
Walking down the street, I heard a lovebird singing sweet. Something dropped right in my eye. Well, I'm glad the cows don't fly. A turkey in a straw,
turkey in a hay.
Here comes Drizzlefoot.
What do you say?
A rinse-a-light day and a ream-tay-tam, a rippy-tippy-tippy and a sniffle of the snapple.
Love me some Daryl Fisher and the Minnesota Logjammers. They only cut four sides, but I've got some old film of them that I'll show you guys one of these days. Speaking of showing you guys stuff, you should follow me. I'm Jack Norton, and on social, I am Jack Norton Music. That's where you'll find me on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, TikTok, and on Instagram and Facebook, I post pictures of the records I'm playing. So if you are curious and want to see the beautiful labels, Some of them have some gorgeous artwork. So follow me, Instagram, Jack Norton Music. You can also check out my website, jacknortonmusic.com. And I'm a musician. I play old time. Shockingly, I know it's a surprise. I play old music from the 1920s and 30s. And I tour around a lot. Right now in the fall, I'm going to be in the Midwest, but we're heading over to the UK next year and going out to California and Nevada and having a good old good times. The good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'll be in St. Paul and Minneapolis this weekend, Winona, Minnesota this weekend, so should be a lot of fun. Speaking of Winona, Minnesota, that's where I live, Winona, Minnesota, and my buddy Daryl has a bookstore just down the road from me here. And sometimes he calls me up and says, hey, I've got a bunch of 78s that nobody wants. Do you want them? And I always run over there and say yes. And I'm going to play you a song. I haven't listened to this one yet. It's on the Polydor label. And that's about all I can tell you because it is in some foreign language. I'm guessing it's German. I'll take a picture, toss it on Instagram. Somebody tell me what this is. But let's listen to it together for the first time ever. We'll see what it's like. Here we go. Say that is a happy little accident. That's a great record. I had no idea what we were gonna play. That's a good old good one. Wow. So my guess is that that was definitely German. I'm still guessing on that one. And Don't need to guess. That was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. All right, we're going to finish off the set today with Lunar Rhapsody, capital 10080. This is Leslie Baxter Orchestra with Theremin. And this was in another, in that pile of records. I think this is the first 78 I've ever gotten with a theremin, which is one of my favorite instruments. Anyhow, let's just wrap this up and then play that song. My name is Jack Norton. This is Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. This is episode 3. Hopefully we're getting a little bit more better every time. Still learning the ropes. If you've got a request, if you want a shout out, if you want me to solve your problem in song, I think next week we're going to try starting that, where if you have a problem, email me your problem, and I will answer your problem. I will give you advice through a song. Incredible. It's going to be incredible. So email me your problems. That'll give me some something to do this week, and I will answer all of... It's like Dear Abby, if she was only could respond in 78 RPMs. So that'll be fun. That'll be next week. And again, the show comes out every Tuesday. Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. If you could leave a review, if you could subscribe, that would be incredible. It helps us out a ton. If you're listening to YouTube, watching this on YouTube, please comment. I love getting feedback and comments. And tell me a dad joke. If you tell me a dad joke, I'll read it next week on the air. All right, let's finish up. If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll see you again next week.